Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Therefore, if you have been raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. For you died, and your life has been hidden together with Christ in God. Whenever Christ, your life is revealed, then also you will be revealed together with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, lust, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You also, with blasphemy, and obscene speech from your mouth. Don't be lying to one another. Having taken off the old man together with its deeds, and having put on the new man, which is renewed toward knowledge, according to the image of him who created it. If we were to write a title for this section of scripture, we might entitle it Eternity and Easter Effort. It is quite obvious that our text is about effort. It speaks of putting off all manner of evil, such as immorality, anger, lying, and other offenses of the kind. This is obviously the kind of stuff of which ethical systems are made. Everyone knows that, because everyone has a system of ethics. Hammurabi and his predecessors had one. Aristotle had one. Everyone has one. Maybe it's the golden rule. Maybe it's love for your fellow man. Maybe it's the slogan, if it feels good, do it. But whatever it is, everyone has his own system of ethics. But merely having a system of ethics isn't good enough. All human ethical systems, no matter how marvelous they might appear to be to human eyes, are insufficient in God's sight. Paul alludes to the problem when he writes to the Colossians, set your minds on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. Ethics is a matter of mindset, of the way in which one has set his mind. Our efforts fail in God's sight because they arise from an improper mindset. For Paul tells us that our minds are hostile to God. Our minds are set on the things of this earth. We follow our ethical systems for the wrong reason, either because we want to try and gain some reward or because we hope to avoid some kind of punishment. Because they arise from an improper mindset, all human ethical systems fail to produce anything in God's sight that isn't sin. And it is because of our sin that the wrath of God is coming against us. And the wrath of God means nothing less than the eternal suffering and death of hell. But Easter saves us from the wrath of God. Paul, to our text, Paul writes that Jesus Christ, the true Son of God made man, has redeemed us from the wrath of God. Jesus Christ took all of our sin, the result of our insufficient ethical system, the product of our improper mindset upon himself. Jesus took all of our sins with him to the cross of Calvary, and there he suffered the punishment of death and hell that we deserve to suffer because of our sin. He suffered the wrath of God in our place. Because he has taken our place under the wrath of God, he has earned for us the forgiveness of our sins. He has redeemed us from the wrath of God. And on Easter morning, God raised Jesus from the dead to show that he really had won the victory over our sin and over all its consequences. Jesus Christ did it all. But it is counted as our own in baptism. Prior to our text, Paul writes to the Colossians, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Easter is the work of God alone, but in baptism, the benefits of Easter are counted as our own. No longer are we subject to the coming wrath of God. Instead, the resurrected Christ, who ascended into heaven, will return again at the last day, and he will take us to share in the eternal life and the eternal glory of heaven. That is what is meant by Easter eternity. Our eternal life of glory in heaven is the result of what Christ did at Easter. Since eternal life in heaven has become ours in baptism, Paul can now exhort us to set our minds on the things that are above. In our text, Paul wraps up his entire discussion of the meaning of Easter in one little word, therefore. Therefore, if you have been raised together with Christ, and you have been in baptism, set your minds on the things which are above. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, our minds are no longer set on the things of this earth. We now have a new, heavenly mindset. We set our minds on our Lord's second coming, when he will take us to live forever with him in eternal glory. But our heavenly mindset also affects our lives here on this earth. Because we have been raised with Christ in baptism, we set our minds on the things which are above. And with our minds set on things above, our efforts become Easter efforts. Easter not only delivers us from the wrath of God against our insufficient ethical systems, Easter also gives us the motivation and the mindset for a new kind of effort, Easter effort. Our new mindset means that we love God and that we strive to keep his commandments. Our new heavenly mindset means that we live the kind of life that our text describes, the kind of life that is pleasing to God, because it arises out of the new heavenly mindset that has been given to us in baptism. Easter ethics and Easter eternity are both the result of Easter. Although we were unable to deliver ourselves from the wrath of God, Jesus Christ has delivered us from it by his death and by his resurrection on Easter. Because we have been baptized into Easter, we are able to set our minds on the things which are above. We are able to look forward with joy to Christ's second coming, and we are able to live lives that reflect the change that Easter has made in our lives. Even so, let us set our minds on the things which are above, and may we have